Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking.
What's your name again?
My name is Demetrius.
Oh, wow. Nice. My name is Alexi. You're probably from the same country. Oh, doesn't matter. Okay, so my credit card was charged a couple of times, and I just talked to the customer service, and she asked me the questions, and she transferred me in the purpose to cancel the charges, and I can provide you all information you need from a credit card, name, address, phone number, whatever. So the actually bank put a restriction on my card, and so that's why I find out that it was unauthorized use a couple times. First for the $5.74, and the second time for $67.32. I did not order anything, and just today in the morning, I found some strange plastic bag, and something was inside. Because I never ordered, I not even opened it, and the lady I talked right before you said it's supposed to be some kind of tactical bag. I never ordered. And second charge, she said it's like a membership kind of. I do not recall I was interested of any memberships. So I would like to cancel the charges, and if you want, I can ship that whatever it's inside, tactical bag or something, back to you. Charges was posted on the December 16th and December 22nd.
Let me see here.
Sure.
Verify your shipping address for me, please.
Sure, absolutely. But there is two addresses. One address is a billing address, and one address is delivery address. Which one do you need?
I need your shipping address.
Shipping address, sure. It's a 1440-61-61st Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.
Thank you. I do see here this for our tactical bag. Do you remember paying $5.74?
Yeah. I never interested in any bags, especially I purchased a few months ago in Amazon, super nice kind of bag. I mean, I did not open the package yet, so I don't know what kind of bag you send me. But I did not order that for sure.
Okay. Now you're...
Another charge was same your company, 22nd, December 22nd for $67.32. I definitely did not order anything. I don't even know what's there. But lady said that kind of membership.
Okay, yes, sir. When you sign up for this, you're paying $5.74. After that, if it's not called in or canceled, you are signing up for the discount membership, in which you do get charged $67.32.
And that's
what that charge is there for. But what I can do for you, and that wouldn't be a fraudulent charge, I can do a 50% refund of that charge for you.
But why am I supposed to lose 50%? I did not order anything.
Yes, sir. You ordered the $5.74 tactical bag, correct?
No, I did not. When I ordered this? I can send it back. I did not. I don't remember I ordered especially tactical bag. I do have tactical bag. I can send it back. I'm not interested in any tactical bags. I'm serious. Maybe by mistake, maybe I see something else. I always purchase on Amazon, and I find out this is not Amazon.
Provide me a few seconds, sir.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for patient waiting, sir.
Sure.
All right. But yeah, I could do a 50% refund of that 6732. But yeah, that's what we do, put the information there on the site, letting you know what you're signing up for.
I do not recall I signing for anything, especially membership. Why I need membership? I have Amazon. I mean, I do not order a lot of electronics. I definitely it was out of my interest. I have no clue how you, I mean not you, how the employee of the company put me into membership. That I'm definitely very surprised.
Do you understand that? Well, the account's already been canceled. That stops all future transactions. But, yeah, I can definitely do a 50% refund for you on that.
But why I need 50%? I don't understand. I'm not interested in any membership. And not coming back. I mean,
now, can I just simply
send you back that package, what I receive? I don't even open yet. I just got contact from the MasterCard, and they said that I should call. And if something, they put restriction on the charges. I'm not going to be charged anything. I just don't want to lose credit card for the next week, because next week I'm flying somewhere, and I'm going to use that JetBlue MasterCard.
Uh-huh.
That's only the reason I call you. I mean, I said, no, I'm not authorized, any membership. I said, okay, call them. If you're not authorized, we're going to cancel all transactions, but your credit card will be restricted, and you will receive next one, like in 7-10 business days. And I was not happy with it, because next Friday I'm flying for the new year to Florida. And that's why, that's only reason I call.
Okay.
So if you don't have a power to cancel everything, so that's it. I will contact the bank. I mean, MasterCard.
Last thing, if you did contact your car company, sir, we do provide them with the terms and conditions that's on the site, but so that will come back to us as a chargeback, and you lose more money that you're actually trying to get back. But what I would do for you, I'll issue that full refund for you. It'll go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, thank you. By the way, is it company you working for, is it mostly some sort of electronic store?
I'm sorry?
Is it company, Direct Electronics, selling some gadgets, some yes. kind of electronic stuff?
Yes, sir, that's what it's for.
So what is with the back if it's selling electronic stuff?
What is the what?
No, what the electronic gadgets to do with the bag?
With the bag?
Said, no, bag, like tactical bag.
Well, that's what you ordered when you paid the $5.74.
Wow. It sounds like a gadget or some kind of electronics. Okay, that's it. Forget about it. Okay, that's it. So I want to wish you happy holidays, and can you cancel everything, and I will send you tomorrow back that package I never even opened?
Yes, sir. I'll issue that refund for you. It goes back to the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Not 50%, no, right?
No, sir. It's a full refund.
Ah, okay. I'm so sorry, Dmitry, that I give him a maybe hard time, but I definitely was not interested in, I mean, anything. So your store website is directelectronics.com?
Yes, sir. If it's for
so
charge of 60... Well, the 6732 is going back to your account, and the account's canceled, sir.
Okay. No. Can I ask you a question? No. That deal is done. Okay. Forget about it. Can I ask you the question? So is this store... To purchase something from your store, I must have a membership, or I can just visit the website and take a look. What do you have?
Say that again for me.
No. Okay. Direct Electronics. That's a website, right? .com.
Okay, what about it?
In the purpose to purchase something from your website, I must have a membership?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. So I could not even take a look, I mean, what you're selling. First membership, and after I can buy something, right?
Right, you do have to get the membership.
Oh, wow. Okay, it just was out of my curiosity, because I'm a very loyal client or whatever, customer on the Amazon for many, many years, and usually I use that website. No membership, nothing. Okay, Dmitry, have a happy holidays, and I'm sorry if I give you a hard time, okay? So should I send back that package I never opened?
I'm sorry?
And I'm going to send it back. Should I send back the package I pick up today? I'm not even open the package. Some plastic package with something inside. Should I send it back?
That should be yours to keep.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. That's nice. Okay. Then thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I apologize if I give you some hard time, okay?
No problem, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it. Have a happy holidays.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Thank you.